God's word. Today I want to preach on seek. If you look at the word seek in your dictionary, it says looking for something. Searching for something. Trying to find something. Or a quest. When I was a young boy, we used to play a game called hide and go seek. And we had a big house with a great big basement. And in that basement had a lot of little rooms and a lot of areas you could hide in. And we would turn all the lights off in the basement, and everybody would go hide, except one person would stay upstairs. Then the object was the person that was upstairs would come down and try to find everybody. An object of the ones that were downstairs was to be able to run up the stairs before they could be tagged. But sometimes it seems like somebody would end up getting hurt. Because you'd be tripping over stuff in the dark or running up the stairs and fall halfway off. But kids are kids, and we had fun doing it. In life, we're all seeking something. Maybe it's an education or a job. Maybe it's a house, a car, a computer, a cell phone. Maybe it's apps for your cell
phone. Apps. Games, whatever.
Yeah. And as a hunter, we're always seeking the biggest buck or the biggest bear or elk or moose.
像我的话，我是很好的这个 deer hunter， 我要找的是最大的鹿，有角的更多的更好。
And as a fisherman, they're always trying to fish to catch the biggest fish.
就像我们的弟兄，有些要去做捕鱼的，找到是最大的鱼最好。
And other people are seeking friends, they're seeking love, they're seeking somebody to marry.
有些人就找朋友，找一个爱人，找一个对方可以结婚的。
And then there's others. They're seeking popularity, power, and fame.
有些人就找这个叫所谓的受欢迎，找一些名誉。
But all of us are seeking purpose and seeking happiness.
哎，我们要找的是什么？ 我们是要找一个目的，找一个所谓的高兴喜悦。
And in Matthew chapter 6,
在这个马太福音第六章
verse 31
through 33，在这个马太福音六章31节到33节这样子的说，
It says, "Take no thought for what you shall eat or what you shall drink."
说不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Or what you should wear.
或是穿什么?
For your heavenly Father knoweth that even we all have needs of these things.
我们的天父知道我们需要这些东西。
But this is what Jesus says is the most important.
但是耶稣这样讲，最重要的是什么?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
最重要先求他的国跟他的义。
And all these other things shall be added unto you.
那其他你要的东西都会再加给你们的。
But he says, seek God first and his righteousness.
他说先求神跟求他的义。
After you seek God, it's a growing experience in becoming more righteous, more Christ-like, getting in the Word of God every day and praying to your heavenly Father.
当你在寻求神的时候，你就每天都会找到他的意义，每天都在祷告他。
And Jesus says all these things because he cares for us. He isn't trying to make a lot of rules and regulations to hurt us, but he's always has our life. He's looking out for us. He cares about us. So that's why he talks about these things.
他要我们求他的国，求他的义，其实不是说加了一些规章给我们，他其实是对我们很关切，他要我们做这个比较重要的一件事情。
And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21,
他继续又讲在这个马太福音第六章19节到21节这样子的说,
Jesus says this,
耶稣这样的说,
Lay not for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust do corrupt and where thieves break through and steal.
我们都知道这一个经节啊，不要为自己积财宝在地上，地上有虫子吃，能坏。 也有贼来挖窟窿来偷,
but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moths or rust do corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal.
但是要积财宝在天上，天上没有虫子吃，虫子咬也不会坏，也没有贼来挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
那我们就知道，耶稣继续讲了，因为你的财宝在哪里。
What Jesus is saying here, what's really important in your life is where your treasure is going to be. If the things here on earth is what's important to you, that's the only treasure you're going to have is that.
耶稣讲的是很简单嘛，是你心里的财宝在哪里，就决定你的一生东西在哪里。如果是关心财宝在地上，那你的财宝就只有在那些身上。
But if you're living for Jesus Christ, being Christ-like, you're building treasures in heaven.
但是如果生活是为了耶稣基督，你就把你的财宝建在耶稣基督身上。
And nobody can take that from you. Treasures in heaven are there.
这样子的话，你积攒的财宝就没有人会来拿走了。
So that's why Jesus says, you know, there's more to life than seeking riches and fame.
他说，耶稣基督讲说。 比这个，找你自己的名声，找你这个财富更重要的一个财宝，我们要去寻求。
And I want to show some examples why Christ said these things.
我要跟大家分享几个这个例子，为什么耶稣基督讲这么重要一个东西。
You look in the world system and you see Hollywood, you see celebrities, and the world says, this is what you need.
哇，你看到这个世界，我们就讲的好莱坞来讲，这些名人，这就是世界上讲，我们就要像好莱坞的生活方式一样，有名。Fame
and money is what you need.
哇，又有名声，又有钱，不是吗
？To make you happy, to make life fulfilled, do these things that Hollywood does.
说你要让你生命有满足，能够更喜悦，那就像追求好莱坞的这个生命一样。But
if you got on the internet and punched in the curse of 27.
但是你要到那个到这个所谓的互联网上面，是不是？一打上去有一个所谓的英文讲叫做 curse of 27， 就是这个控告27岁。
There's all these celebrities, people that had it all, we would say, and they died at 27 years of age. They were famous. They had money. Here's Jimi Hendrix died of drug overdose at 27.
像你一看就知道，所有的名人大概根据这个统计，27岁就会过世。这个很有名的 Jimi Hendrix 是因为用毒过量过世，27岁。Janis
Joplin heroin overdose.
这个Janis Joplin 也是一样，海洛因中毒。Jimmy
Morrison heroin overdose.
另外一个 Jimmy Morrison。
Amy Winehouse, drug and alcohol overdose.
那下一个是 Amy Winehouse 又喝酒又吃毒药啊不毒。
Brian Jones, alcohol and drug overdose.
这个 Brian Jones 也是一样啊酒跟那个毒。
Jonathan Bratis, hung himself.
下一个是 Jonathan Brandes, 他自己把他自己上吊了。
They're hunting for happiness in all the wrong places.
他们要找这个喜悦，找一个但是找错了一个地方。
And here's some names of some more celebrities that maybe you've heard of that everybody said had it all. And listen to how they died.
接下来也是大概你们会非常熟悉的这些名人，他们都是很早就过世了。Chris
Farley died at the age of 33, cocaine overdose.
但是, Chris Farley.
John Belushi, age of 33, died of cocaine overdose.
他这个人是33岁，也是吸毒。
Freddie Prinze, age of 22.
我们都知道的,
he was addicted to drugs and shot himself.
So Freddie Prinze 自己是吸毒自己自杀。
Ann Nicole Smith died age 39, drug overdose.
另外一个是39岁是 Anna, 也是吸毒过多。
Elvis Presley, age of 42. Died of heart failure due to drug overdose.
我们都知道这个 Elvis Presley 42岁过世，因为他心脏没办法工作，是因为他吃了太多的毒药。
Whitney Houston, 48 years old.
我们都知道这个 Whitney Houston 42岁。
Cocaine and other drug use.
其他的这个 cocaine 跟其他的一些毒药。
Robin Williams, 63, suicide.
这个我们知道最近过世的 Robin Williams 自己自杀, 63岁。
Judy Garland, 47, drug overdose.
这个 Judy Garland 也是一样, 吸毒, 17岁, 过世。
Heath Ledger, 28 years old, overdose.
Heath Ledger, 28岁, 也是一样, 吸毒过多。
River Phoenix, 23 years old, overdose.
这下一个是 River Phoenix, 32岁。
These are all people that were famous.
这些人都是在
the world said it had it all.
非常出名的人。
But you know, they were lonely.
但是他们都非常的孤独在这一生当中。
They were depressed.
他们都是非常的 沮丧。
They were empty.
他们内心空虚。
They had pain.
他们有很多的,
they were seeking happiness and purpose.
他们在找什么? 他们在找许, 快乐, 在找一个目的, 但是找到的却是这些东西, 空的东西,
and not seeking Jesus Christ.
但是他们没有去寻找耶稣基督。
First Timothy.
在一个, 提摩太前书第一章,
chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节到第十二节。In
these verses, it talks about riches.
在这边讲到很多的 丰盛的东西。We
need to always listen to the word of God, because that's where true wisdom comes from.
我们必须要真正了解真正的智慧。Here's
what the Bible says.
圣经是这样讲的。
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
它是一个, First Timothy chapter 6, in a second. Verse 6. 其实敬虔又知足。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we cannot carry anything out.
因为我们没有带任何到世上来，也不能带什么去。
Having food and clothing, let us be content.
所以说只要有衣有食就应当知足。
But they that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare.
那些想要发财的人却落在试探中和陷阱里。
He's giving a warning right here to the rich.
他在这边给一些发财的人，给他们一个警告。
Says they can fall in temptation and a snare.
他们可以真的会想要发财的人，就会掉落在所谓的试探跟陷阱当中。
And what is a snare? It's a trap, something to catch us.
我们知道这个陷阱就是 会掉在中间，它会引诱人掉在里面中间。
It'll trap us into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men to destruction. And I just read how many people fell to that destruction. The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
圣经这样的讲，因为贪财是万恶之根。
It didn't say money was evil. It said love of money is the root.
他并没有说钱是一个万恶之根，他讲是贪财，是爱这个钱才是万恶之根。
While some are coveting after or seeking after, they have erred from the faith.
他们有时候就是因为在找这个财富的时候，他们在找这个就找错了。
And pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
他有时候就是把自己所谓的很多的痛苦，把自己给刺透了。
And you can see that, like those same people we talked about, they had many sorrows. A lot of them used drugs or committed suicide because they were so depressed.
因为那些人真是有很多痛苦，所以他才去吸毒，才去自杀，因为痛苦到他们自己都没办法承受。
But oh man of God, flee from these things.
但是如果是神的人，就会从这中间离开。
And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness.
但是真正的人就会找到一个神的人就会离开这些事，要追求公义、敬虔、信心跟爱心。
Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life.
然后为了要为这个信仰打这个美好的仗，持定永生。
Suicide is the 8th leading cause of death in the United States.
这个自杀是死亡的第八大原因。
Suicide is the 3rd leading cause of death in the U.S. of people ages 10 years old to 24 years old.
在这个10岁到28，20，24。
From 10 to 24 years old.
10岁到24岁是死亡的第三大原因。
This was reported by a doctor, Needley.
这是 Needley doctor 报告的一个统计结果。
And antidepressant drugs are a big business in the United States.
他这个所谓的防止这个 depression 这个药是在美国卖的药是最卖的最多的药。
And in this country today, we have more fun things to do than we ever had to do before.
在我们居住这个国家里面是有很多很有趣的东西可以做。
But we have more depression than we ever had in this country before.
但是并不是因为我有更多有意思的东西做，但是加了更多的很多的一些depression.
Because we're looking for happiness in all the wrong places.
但是主要的原因就是我们找这个快乐找错的地方。
The Bible says we can have that peace that passes all understanding.
圣经讲说，我们可以找到这个和平安静的地方，可以穿过所有这些事情，超越这所有的事情。
Money can buy you everything but happiness.
说钱可以买你所有的东西，但是买不到喜悦。
And pay your fare to everywhere but heaven.
他可以买你所有这个船票，只能讲说船票可以买到所有地方去，但是买不到上天堂的船票。There's
a story in the Bible about a young man that was seeking happiness.
在这个圣经里面有讲到一个少年人要找这个快乐的一个故事。It's
in Luke chapter 15.
它是在路加福音第15章里面记录的。And
it starts with verse 11.
他从第11节开始。
And it says, Jesus said this.
So, 耶稣这样子说,
a certain man had two sons.
So, 有一个人有两个儿子,
and the younger son said to his father, give me a portion of your goods.
这个小儿子对父亲说, 父亲啊, 请你把我应得的家业分给我。
And right here, the son says, give me.
你自己在那边记得这样讲，这个儿子说。
And it was very disrespectful for that young son to want some of his father's wealth before his father ever passed away.
这个真是对父亲非常的怎么讲不敬重，在父亲还没过世之前，他就叫父亲要分家产给他。
But his father divided it between the sons.
但是父亲就根据儿子的意愿，把这个家产给分给他们。
And not many days after that, the younger son gathered all together and took on a journey far away.
在这个没有过几天，这个小儿子就把他所有一切的东西都收拾起来，就往远方去了。
And it says there he wasted it with riotous living.
在那边在经节这样的讲，他在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
He was being the playboy. He was living in sin, spending all his money on lust.
他变成一个浪荡子，浪费了所有父亲给他的一个家产。
And it says, when he had spent it all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want.
这时候圣经特别这样讲，说在那时候，当他耗尽所有之后，那地方刚好又遭到大饥荒，他就穷苦起来了。
And then he went and joined himself to a citizen in the country, and he was sent to the fields to feed the swine.
他的时候因为穷，所以说他去投靠那个地方的一个人，他那个人就打发他去田里去放猪，去养猪。
And it's interesting, it said he was sent to feed the swine because in the Jewish religion, swine or hogs was despicable. They were unclean. You stayed away from them.
在这个犹太人的传统，这个猪是不洁净的，等于是要离猪越远越好。结果他的这个就变成是派到去养猪。
But you know, when we live in sin, we get away from God, and we end up with the hogs.
所以说，我们当在罪当中的时候，离开神，我们最后的结果就是跟猪生活在一起，就像那个故事里面一样。
And it said, he longed to fill his belly with the husks that the pigs did eat, and no man gave him anything.
这时候他们圣经就在讲，他恨不得拿猪所来吃的豆荚来充饥，但是没有人给他。
And it says, no man gave him anything. Nobody cared anymore about him. He didn't have money.
他没有钱，也没有人关心他，他也没有人关心他。
And when he had came unto himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to eat and enough to spare? And here I am perishing, I'm dying in hunger.
这时候他就醒悟过来，他说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里就这样饿死吗？
He got so low, he got really thinking about life and true things and true happiness. And I see that at the Cass County Jail when I preach. Sometimes it takes all the bad things they try first before they start looking to the Lord and start really thinking. They do the drugs, they do the alcohol. They live in sin.
这时候他生活非常的穷苦潦倒，这时候才开始反省他的生活。
And he finally got to that point where there was nothing else left.
真是到了某一个地方，他什么东西都没有了，没有办法再失去任何东西了，已经没有了。
And he said, I will rise and go unto my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
这时候他自己说，我要起来了，我要到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your servants.
我真是不配称为你的儿子，我把我当作一个雇工吧。
And so he arose and went towards his father.
这时候他就起来了，就往他父亲的那里去了。
But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
这时候相离到家里还很远的时候，他父亲就看见他了。他父亲动了慈心，就去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And that's what Jesus Christ is. He has compassion, even though we got dirty, we're living with the hogs, we're filthy, but he still comes running to hug us because he cares.
这完全也是耶稣基督一样，即使我们跟猪一样的肮脏，他也是抱着我们啊，要跟我们亲嘴，欢迎我们。
And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee.
这时候，这个儿子就对父亲说：“父亲啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。”
And I am no worthy to be called thy son.
我实在是不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet.
父亲怎么做呢？ 父亲就吩咐仆人说， 把那个上好的袍子赶快拿出来给他穿上， 把戒指在他的指头上， 把鞋穿在他的脚上。
And bring the fatted calf and kill it, and we shall all eat and be merry.
甚至吩咐说， 把这个肥牛犊牵来宰， 我们可以一起吃喝快乐。
It's a picture of Jesus.
这时候你可以想象耶稣基督。
He's always willing to take us back. He cares. He has compassion.
他一直有怜悯心， 一直永远都要把我们带回去他的身边。
And it says, let us eat and be merry. He was happy. It's a party time.
说这时候真是欢乐的时光， 说把牛宰了， 然后我们一起来吃喝快乐。
And it says, For this my son was dead and is alive again. And he was lost, and now he's found.
这是因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得。
And they were merry, they were happy.
那他们就非常的快乐。
Well, how often God wants us to come to Him.
所以说神是真是多么希望我们经常回到他的身边。
There's another story in the Bible.
在这个圣经里面也记录了另外一段故事。
In Luke,
在
chapter 19, we read that.
在路加福音19章我们刚读过。
This is a completely different story than the prodigal son.
这一个跟那个浪子回头完全故事完全不一样。
This man was named Zacchaeus.
这个人叫做撒该。
He was a rich man.
他是一个财主。
He was chief among the tax collectors.
他是这个税吏的长。
He was well known. He was famous.
他是非常有名的，在那个地方，在住的地方，在耶利哥。
Instead of searching for all the wealth, he's searching for Jesus.
他不寻找财宝，但是他寻找耶稣基督，在这故事里面。
And I'm going to read this.
我就这样子把这圣经章节念。
And Jesus entered and passed through the town of Jericho.
所以耶稣进入了耶利哥，正经过的时候。
And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus,
又有一个人叫撒该,
which was chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich.
他很有钱, 他是税吏长。
And he sought to see Jesus.
他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人。
But he could not because of the crowd, and he was a very short man.
但是因为人多, 他又很矮, 所以说看不到耶稣基督。
And he ran before the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree.
结果他跑到一个群众之前，跑到一个这个桑树，爬到桑树上面。
Now for a grown adult that had a lot of money and wealth, for him to run before the crowd and climb up a tree was an act of very humbleness.
他又有钱，他又是这个税吏长，他但是在找到前面。 要去看耶稣，表示他真的是非常谦虚啊！要去看耶稣基督。
Rich famous men just don't do that.
但是大部分有钱跟有名的人不会这样子做，不会像他这样做。
And he climbed a sycamore tree to see if he could see Jesus when he passed through.
他要爬上这个桑树上，就是希望能够在耶稣基督经过的时候可以看到耶稣。
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw and said, Hey, Zacchaeus.
And then, sorry. 耶稣基督到了那里的时候，抬头一看，就对他说，撒该，赶快下来。
Hurry, come down For today I must abide at your house.
说赶快下来，我今天一定要去住你家了。And
he hurried down and received him joyfully.
哇，他赶快下来，就是非常欢欢喜喜的去接待耶稣基督。And
when the crowd saw this, they murmured, saying, "What is he going to be a guest of a man like a sinner like Zacchaeus?"
所以他众人一看到的私下议论他说。 他竟然要到罪人家里去坐，就像这一个撒该一样。撒该在犹太的传统里面是罪人，因为他是税吏长。
And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I have gave to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man falsely, I restore him fourfold."
这个撒该站着对耶稣基督说：“主啊，我把所有一半都给了穷人。我若讹诈。” 讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。And
Jesus said unto him, "This day salvation has come to your house, inasmuch as also that you are son of Abraham."
所以耶稣说，今天救恩来到这家，因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。For
the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
因为神人子来，为的是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
This is a very powerful verse because it says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
这是一个非常有能力的一个章节，这样子讲，人子来是为着要寻找拯救世上的人。Jesus
cares about us. He is seeking us, it says.
耶稣基督关心我们，他一直都主动的来寻找我们。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
在马太福音第十一章,
Jesus says this.
耶稣基督这样子说,
"Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden."
说来到我这里，这个做工苦的人,
"And I will give you rest."
我会让你有平安.
He will give us rest for our soul.
他会让我们的灵魂得到安息。
Matthew
在马太福音
chapter
23章
verse
37 37节这样子的说，
This shows the compassion of Jesus Christ.
在这段经节里面展现了耶稣基督的这个怜悯。
He's on the hillside and he's looking over the city of Jerusalem, and this is what he says.
他在这个山边看到这个耶路撒冷，这样子的说。
He says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you."
他说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那差奉到你这里来的人。
How often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not.
说我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀下，只是你们不愿意。
And we would not.
我们就是这样子，我们不愿意。
Second Peter.
在 彼得后书,
chapter 3, verse 9.
3章第9节这样子的说,
"The Bible says, 'But God is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all come to the knowledge of repentance.'"
其实神所应许的尚未成就，有人认为是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Psalm 10, verse 4.
诗篇第十章第四节这样子的说，
It says, "The wicked through their pride of life will not seek after God."
这样子说，恶人面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究。
Men's pride will keep us from coming to our Savior Jesus Christ.
人的骄傲会阻挡他去见到神，因为他一切想的都没有神。
There's another one that is seeking us.
1
Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "The devil goes around roaring like a lion, seeking who he may devour.
在这个彼得前书第五章第八节也是这样的讲，有另外一个事情，防止我们去接触神是，就像那个撒旦一样，是遍像这个吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
We must beware because the enemy, the devil, knows all our weak spots, and he's going to dangle all our weak spots in front of us to tempt us.
所以我们必须要真是要谨慎，要警醒，因为这个撒旦知道我们每个人的弱点在哪里，经常会引诱我们。
He wants to keep us from God.
他撒旦做的工作就是防止禁止我们去接触神。
And like I read just a little earlier, so many celebrities fell for that pork chop or whatever you want to call it, dangling in front of us.
就像我刚才念的那几个名人，有多少的名人就是因为这些东西他们的弱点，结果就没办法去接近神。
I ask you today, what are you seeking?
我今天问你，大家你们在寻找的是什么呢？
Are you living for the dot or the line?
你是为着一个一点在生活，还是为了一个长线？
The dot is the here and now, the 80, 90 years you may live on earth. Are you living for that time, that little minute time compared to eternity?
我讲这个一点就是你现在生活的这一点，是不是为了今天这个生活在一点，还是为着？
Or are you living for the line?The time it keeps going, all eternity. There is an eternity in heaven, an eternity in hell.
还是你为了这一个线，这个所谓的叫做射线，一直射向永远的这一条线，你是为了这条线而活的吗？
Is your life the dot?
你的生命是不是那么的局限，就是你生活的现在的东西？
Or is it the line?
说还是你眼睛是看到未来的这一条线？
Eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ is the line that goes on forever.
我们的生命的永久的生命跟耶稣基督的生命就是那一条射线，射向永远。
I ask you another question. What's in your spiritual account?
那我现在问你你很多，你有很多的所谓的银行的这个存款，对不对？那你的那个灵命的存款现在在什么地方？
What's in your spiritual bank account? You have your earthly bank account. You know what's in that. Do you have any comprehension what's in the spiritual one?
所以说你的银行大概 你知道你有多少钱，对不对？那可不可以问大家一个问题，你的灵命的存款有多少呢？
What are you doing for Jesus Christ in your life?
你为耶稣基督做了什么事？
The Bible says in Colossians 3 verse 1, it says, Seek those things which are above.
在这个哥罗西斯这样讲是寻找在上面的事。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says this. I'm paraphrasing. It says, The things you see here are temporary.
所以你现在在哥林多前书第二节是这样讲，你现在找的事情只是非常的短暂的。
The things you don't see are eternal.
但是你看不到的却是一世一久。
You can see your body. You can see the chairs, see the building.
你可以看到这个椅子，你可以看到这个房子。
They're all temporary.
他们都只是暂时的。
But what you don't see is your soul.
但是你看不到的是你自己本身的灵魂。
And your soul is eternal.
但是你的灵魂是永久的。
It's going to be a line somewhere, a line in heaven, or a line in hell.
这总是一条射线射到天堂去。
In Matthew chapter 16,
在这个马太福音第十六章是这样子的说
，verse 24 through 27，
在二十四节到二十七节这样的讲。
Jesus said unto his disciples,
这个耶稣基督跟门徒说
，If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起。他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
因为凡是救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。 凡是为我上庙生命的，必得着生命。
For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
若一个人赚来的全世界，赔上自己的生命，还有什么益处呢？
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人还能拿什么去换生命呢？
Jesus saying right here, what's it matter how big a house you have, how many cars you have, how many boats you have? What's it matter? For what shall it profit you to have all that and not have Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior?
讲的是有一个大的房子，有一个大的车子，有一个大的船，到底有什么用处呢？他是不是能赢到？你们能不能赢到耶稣基督的永生？
It says, For the Son of Man shall come in his glory and his Father with the angels and shall reward every man according to his works.
耶稣基督这样讲，人子要他的父荣耀里同着众使长降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
I'm going to share a story I tell about every time I preach at the jail.
我要跟大家分享一个故事，我每天做每次到监狱做探访的时候，都跟他们分享这一件故事。
It's a simple story, but it has a lot of wisdom in it.
它是一个非常简单的故事，但是有很大的这个意义。
Because it's a jail, I've been going there 25 years, and I see a lot of people that are in and out of jail, in and out, in and out.
我到这个监狱做探访的时候，总是看到一群人，不是一群人，很多人又进去又出来，又进去又出来，好几次。
And they ask me, they say, Gary, you know, when I'm in jail, I want to do good.
说他跟 Gary 讲说，当我在监狱的时候，我就想要做好事。
But when I get out of jail, get out in the real world, I end up doing bad, and I end up going in and out, in and out. What can I do not to come back again?
但是我到了这个世界之后，就开始做坏事，所以说一直就变成进去监狱做好事，出来世界做坏事。
So I tell them this story.
所以我跟他们讲这件故事。
It's a story about an old missionary back in the cowboy Indian days.
他这个讲的是一个传教士在一个牛仔的一个时代里面。
Long before cars.
在这个车子，我还没有车子的时候。
And this missionary would take his big old Bible on horseback and go to Indian village to Indian village.
这是一个传道士就拿着骑着马拿这个 Gary 身上这个 Bible 就去印第安的族群里面去传福音。
He had a real burden for the Indian people. He really cared about them.
他身有很多对这个印第安人有很多的负担。
And one day he led this old Indian chief to Jesus Christ.
他有一天带了这个印第安人这个酋长到成为信耶稣的人。
And so a few days the missionary gets back on horseback and he goes to other villages.
那有一天呢，回来了这个传教士又骑这个马到每一个村落去传福音。
And he comes back about 3 months later, and he sees the Indian chief sitting by the fire one evening.
他这三个月之后回来，这个他传给他福音这个酋长他正好就在这个火旁边。
And he asks the Indian chief how it is to be a Christian now.
他问他说：“这现在你是基督徒了，现在是基督的生命是怎么样的？”
And the Indian chief says, "You know, it's great because my sins are forgiven."
说当着耶稣基督很当着耶基督徒很好，因为我的罪已经被赦免了。
The load of sin I always had is gone. It's lifted away.
我身上这个带的这个罪的这个重量沉重全部都走了。
I have peace of mind.
我心里非常的和平。
And I know when I die, I'm going to heaven.
我死了之后会上天堂。
But he says there's two cats inside of me, and they fight from the time I get up in the morning till the time I go to bed.
但是像 Gary 讲的啦，我这个心里面有两个猫在争斗。
And the missionary says, "What do you mean there's two cats inside of?"
他怎么讲呢？心里面有两个在争斗这个势力两个猫。
And the Indian chief says, "One cat represents my flesh, the old things that always got me into trouble."
在这个其中一只猫代表的是我的所谓的老我。
And the other cat represents Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit living with inside of me.
另外一个, cat 代表的是一个耶稣基督带给我一个新的生命。
And they fight from the time I get up in the morning till the time I go to bed.
以前这两只猫就在我心里面挣扎, 从我早上眼睛一瞪大, 到晚上睡觉之前, 每天这两个猫就在打仗。
And the missionary asks him, which cat usually wins?
那这个传教士问他说, 这两只猫哪一只打架总是会赢?
Here's the wisdom of the story.
这就是在里面, 这个故事的智慧就在中间。
The one I feed the most wins.
他说, 这两只猫哪一只会赢呢? 就是我喂越多的那一只猫就会赢, 就会赢。
If you are feeding the flesh all day long, living in sin, that's what's going to control your life.
当然我就是为这个所谓的老我这只猫喂到多一点,这老母的这个猫就会赢嘛,不是吗?
But if you're getting into the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God, praying, you become stronger, you become spiritually stronger.
但是你要是说每天你都在吃神的话语,每天在喂这一只灵,所谓在灵里面那一只猫,那这只猫就越来越强。
So when the fleshly cat says, ah, let's go do these things.
当这个老我的这只猫在引诱你做这个属世的事情的时候,
the spiritual cat, if it's stronger, it's going to say, no, we're not doing those things.
这个新的生命的这个猫就跟他讲说,跟这个酋长讲说,不行,不行,不可以做那些事情。
We're going to do the right thing, the godly thing.
但是我们的决定就是说,我们要做正确的事情,要做属神的事。
So what cat are you feeding?
所以这是问题大家一个问题啦,那两只猫,你喂了哪一只猫呢,每一天?
If you never ask Jesus Christ in your heart to be your Lord and your Savior,
如果你从来没有要求耶稣基督做你心里面的主,
you only have one cat.
你这时候生命里面就只有一只猫而已,
the flesh.
你只有这个老我或是属肉体生命的这一只猫而已,
and you don't have a chance against the devil.
你绝对没有 能够占领这个撒旦的这个能力。
You can be like a puppet on a string, and the devil can manipulate you where he wants if you don't have the full armor of God on.
你就像那个木偶戏一样, 这个在吊你木偶那一个后面的人就是撒旦, 魔鬼。
We're going to give an altar call here in just a couple minutes, a time, if the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart, it's time to get right with Jesus.
如果你要是心里有感动的话,等一下有一段时间会跟大家做一个简短的呼召,你心里有感动,就可以承认。It's
the only decision in your whole life that means for all eternity.
但是你要知道,有时候生命做的一个决定,就这么一个决定,就是决定你一生一世之久的事情。
If you would die today, do you know for sure you'd be in heaven or not?
如果问你大家一个问题,你今天死掉的时候,当然不是说诅咒大家了,你认为你会去天堂吗?
If you're not for sure, chances are you're on your way to hell.
如果说你还不决定,你不觉得你会上天堂的话,大概大部分的几率是下地狱。
That may sound like a bold statement.
这或许是对比较稍微有点... 这个言语稍微有点刺激一点。
But in 1 John 5:13 it says this.
但是圣经清楚地讲在约翰一书这样子的说,
these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话都写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人,要叫你们知道自己有永生。
That you may know. I know I'm going to heaven.
知道自己,
not because I'm this great person.
我知道 Gary说他知道他会去永远吃,不是因为我是很棒的人。
But I ask Jesus Christ in my heart to be my Lord, my Savior.
但是我已经邀神耶稣基督做我生命的主。
And that's why I know.
就是因为这样子,我非常的清楚知道我会上天堂。
Jesus says in Revelation 3:20,
耶稣基督在这个启示录3:20节更这样子的说,
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
说看啊，我站在门外叩门的时候。
If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him.
如果说有听见我声音的，那时候你就开门了。
Is he knocking on the door of your heart today? Is he tugging?
他今天是不是在你的心扉上面在敲门呢？
He's seeking to save those that are lost.
耶稣基督这时候在敲各位的心扉，要寻找他那个已经失丧的人。
Is he seeking you today?
他今天是不是已经在寻找你了？
And we're going to give an altar call, and what that means, I'm going to ask if the Lord's tugging on your heart today.Come up forward, and I got these little booklets called Knowing God Personally. And I'll pray with you the sinner's prayer. And you can ask Jesus Christ in your heart to be your Lord and your Savior and leave here today knowing that your sins are forgiven.
等一下会有一个跟大家呼召的一个时间，如果说你今天觉得神的话语在你的心里面有在牵拉，让你有感动的时候，我这边有一个小小的一个一个祷告的一种跟上来的弟兄一起祷告。
And what the devil will use as a tool right now is a sin of pride.
这时候这个撒旦会用的是一个叫做所谓的罪人的骄傲。
He will tell you, what will people think if I come forward?
他是会讲说，哇，我要到前面来，那其他人怎么想啊？
But the Bible says,
但是圣经这样的清楚交代。
In Matthew 10:32 and 10:33, Jesus says, If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven.
你如果在人面前认我，我就在天上的父面前也必认你。
If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father which is in heaven.
如果你在人面前不认我的话，我在天上的父面前也不认你。
Jesus fills the void we try to fill with earthly things.
神要填空我们生命的洞，生命的这个洞，但是耶稣基督用神的生命来填充那个洞。
God's will and goal in our life is not to always make us happy.
神的意志并不是说让我们生命总是快乐
，and not to always make us healthy or wealthy，
也不是说一定说你生命不会生病，也不会有生病的时候。
God's will and goal in our lives is to make us more like Him。
神教我们的意志，教我们生命的这个主要的目的是让我们更像耶稣基督。
Isaiah 26:3。It says,
在以赛亚书这样子的讲
I will keep him in perfect peace.
我会让他在一个完美的这个和平当中，平安当中。
Whose mind is stayed on thee?
我的心意就在天上。
Because he cares for you.
因为他关心关怀你们。
1 John 1:9, that's the verse we quoted earlier.
在约翰前书第一章第九节
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们如果认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要整罪赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We ask God to change our circumstances.
我们一直都求神改变我们周遭的事情。
But maybe the circumstances are there to change us.
但是我们要了解的事情是，经常都是环境在改变我们，不是吗？
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
所以神继续，耶稣基督这样在讲了，你们要先求我的国，跟求我的义。
True happiness, seeking God.
这是真正的一个喜悦才会来到。
I'm closing with this verse.
我让今天的这个跟大家的分享，用这一个圣经章节做一个结语。
1 Corinthians 2:9，
在哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Eyes have not seen.
眼睛还没有看到。
Neither ears have heard.
耳朵也没有听到。
Neither has entered into the heart of man.
也没有进到神人的心里面。
The things that God has prepared.
神已经在这些事情都已经准备的。
For those that love him.
如果说你爱他的话。
Okay. This is where the rubber meets the road.
这时候我们就跟大家做一个结束。
If the Lord's tugging on your heart, we're going to have an altar call now. It's time to come forward. Why don't we all stand right now?
我们大家一起起立这时候跟大家做一个呼召。如果说你觉得今天的话语神跟你说话了，这是一个很好的一个机会。
And we're going to play a song called "People Need the Lord."
我们这时候要放一个歌一个曲。圣经的曲叫做
Do you need Jesus today?
需要什么
He's touched me. Come forward. Okay, play the song.
I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care. Headed home.On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need.People need the Lord at the end of broken dreams is the open door.
Broken cross for you. Come forward and meet.
People need the Lord.
Shout the heart.
People need the Lord.
What will people think?
With one someday, through his love, I feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can change.
remain standing and keep your eye closed for the benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
sure you're all Christians, everyone,
and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from now until Christ's return. 让主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱